I suppose in the end up, I suppose we needed to get a point. I suppose to get a point, if you know what I mean. And thankfully we've done that. You know, I thought the team showed a hell of a lot of character in the first half after going so far behind in the first half and continuing to stick in there and stick with it. You know, you could have very easily thrown in the tag and said it wasn't your day, but there's a lot of character there shown. There's a lot of subs that came in and made huge impacts, and we're very, very grateful, I suppose, to get a point in the end up.
Yeah, and as we're trailing 6-1 in the first half, you got the opening score after 2 minutes, but in the 17 minutes followed that, there were 6 scores from Meath. What was the mindset of the players at that stage?
Yeah, well, I suppose you just alluded to it there now, you know, it would have been very, Meath came out, you know, in fairness, they picked off a number of very, very good scores. They've some phenomenal footballers over the pitch, whoever they kick scores from all types of angles and all types of distances, you've seen there today. And you know, it could have been a day where you could have, I suppose, thrown in the towel, but thankfully everybody stuck in there. Frank popped up with a great goal, and as I say, it would really, really, I suppose, let us drive on after that. And we went on, I suppose, at half time, 2 points down, maybe, fortunately. But I think the character shown and the football we played in the second half, whereas maybe we didn't convert a number of the chances, we still played some good football in spells, and we'll be able to take that on to next week.
Yeah. Did you expect as tough a challenge as you got today? Because the supporters and the media were giving Donegal to romp home on this one off the back of the 3 ones that you had to do.
Yeah, we expect. I mean, we prepare every game the exact same, you know, and suppose you look at Meath over the last, you know, their Leinster finalists last year, you know, they have some phenomenal footballers who are in show here today, and I suppose maybe on the back of our 3 victories in the first 3 games, people were outside of our circle and maybe trying to, I suppose, tell us that we're going to run away, but that was never ever going to be the case. And as I say, our mindset was trying to put on a performance, trying to get players back on the pitch. We got David Walsh back on the pitch today. It was a massive, massive plus again, and as I say, we'll just keep building on that now and towards next week.
Yeah, it seemed to be when Donegal played the running game that just hit back at more at Meath and you covered more ground, and kickouts at times were a problem today. But when you've got the running on the ground, Donegal improved as the game went on, particularly towards the latter part.
I suppose. I mean, the ground's heavy. It's winter. It's just not winter football. Yeah. But as I say, it's football that's played in heavy conditions. And as I say, some days, you know, mistakes can be made when ball, I suppose, is kicked long and various things like that there. And I suppose with the type of team that Meath are, they're big and physical and they're quick and strong, good footballers, you know, that you have to mix up your game. And I thought we did that in the second half in particular there today, and we thought we had a nice variety of football we played. And as I say, probably just on another day, we didn't take our chances. We had a lot of squandered chances, myself included, going through and goal. And as I say, that's things that we really need to sharpen up on now over the next number of weeks in the lead into the championship.
Yeah, and was there much pressure on you there at the end with that kick? Did you feel it, or was it just a case of having a crack in another one?
Yeah, well, I suppose there was so many, and so many mistakes during the game. I suppose another one wasn't going to add to it, but as I say, it was fair play. Everybody squeezed up on their sideline ball there, and I suppose we forced Meath into making a mistake, and it was just nice to be able to capitalise on that and keep the. I think it's what we deserve. We played some good football, and another day we could have won the game, but I suppose in the end up with the way Meath performed was a fair result.
Yeah, and still unbeaten. That's 3 wins and a draw. Up next is down. You have to go to Newry. That's back to back home games that we've have on the road next week. And what sort of challenge are you expecting there? Obviously down, losing to Galway today, so they'll be looking to bounce back from that one.
Yeah, down, I suppose, are always a very, very hard team to beat up and down. I suppose we played them last year in the championship in Cavan. I suppose a lot of people making a lot of that their game, but they'll be trying to you know, trying to get a performance, get a couple of points on the scoreboard. They'll see it as a good opportunity at home. At the same time, we're trying to build and get bodies back out onto the pitch. And as I say, that's what we'll be trying to do. And as I say, it's getting ever closer to summer too, and things are getting tightened up. As I say, training's going very well. There's a lot of competition for places, and I say Jim's picking players, and players are getting game time based on the foot they're putting forward in the training ground. And I suppose that's all we can do as players, is to keep the show going, keep driving things on, and keep pushing as best we can for Donegal.
Yeah. Finally, is this the type of game that Donegal needed this time of the year? Do you think something tough and tight that you have to come back from and show character to stand up?
I suppose it was a different scenario. In the cases of the first couple of games, we tended to be ahead, and we were maybe trying to push on. In terms of that game, we were behind, and we needed to dig deep, and we needed to try and get scores on the board and hang in there, and I suppose limit their number of scoring chances. You know, after the first maybe 15 minutes, and it was a different type of game, and obviously the more variety of type of games that you get between now and the end of the summer is what you want at the end of the day. And as I say, we keep driving on as best we can between now and summer.
Okay, Michael, thanks for talking to us. Michael Murphy, Donegal captain, speaking after the draw with Meath. Jim McGuinness has just joined us in the press area. We'll speak briefly to Jim because he's been a busy man over the last 10 or 15 minutes speaking to all the media. As I said to Michael, he's had to grind out that draw today, and it was a real, real tough test for the side, Jim.
It was, Oisín. It was a very, very tough battle out there. I suppose we give them far too big of a lead in the first half, 6 points to one down. You know, and I suppose we spoke at half time, we conceded too much ground to them in the first half, and I think when we pushed out in the second half and pressurised the ball more in terms of their half backs coming up the field and all, we had a lot more joy, and very, very pleased obviously with the character. You know, everybody to a man really dug in, took the game to Meath. I don't know what we scored in the second half, but we created a lot more on top of that, and we probably should have maybe at least have one goal out of it, you know. So a lot of positives, and particularly the fullbacks kept up the field, the halfbacks, real good attitude. Neil Gallagher went into the middle of the park, done really well. Delighted with Christie, massive game from Christie on the 40 today, really took the game to me even when things weren't going well in the first half. So a real good test. I suppose the first three games, you know, we won fairly comfortably in all three. We worked hard to get them results, but this was one that went down to the wires. It was a good test of character, and that was good to get through.
Yep, and you mentioned David Walsh coming back in after the hernia, done well. What's the latest on the other players who are borderline, the likes of Paddy McGrath?
Well, Paddy's still working through the rehab. We wish it could be quicker, you know, but it's just one of those things. You know, hopefully he'll be back not too far away, hopefully a couple of weeks, you know, but it's just one of these things. You have to take it session by session and build it up, but if there's no reaction, we move him on again, and that's the way we're kind of working with him. So very frustrating, obviously, for Paddy more than anybody else. You know, it's a tough old time for him, but he'll come through it fine, and you know, I think he'll be grand for the summer.
Yeah, and obviously it's been positive from the Donegal camp over the opening three games. There was, I suppose, a lot more negatives in there today compared to other matches. Is that something now that you'll highlight over the coming days, Jim, and trying to rectify?
No. We won't dwell too much on the negatives, to be honest with you. Like, I mean, we'll obviously have to address the fact, you know, the 6 point to one. Like, my own personal opinion is, you know, the ground was very heavy, and rather than being in the front foot and pressing the ball, we dropped off a wee bit and just sort of made ourselves comfortable in terms of waiting for them to come on to us because the ground was so heavy. And when we actually, you know, were proactive in terms of pushing up and getting contact in the middle third as opposed to the final third, it worked really well for us, and we got a lot of turnovers. We got a lot of opportunities created out of it, and we sort of were more like ourselves.
Yeah, and as I said to Michael, it actually benefits the team to have a good test like that today.
Oh, like, obviously I'm very, very happy with it, to be honest with you. Like, I mean, it was a good test of character, you know. They came through it, and a game like that, you're going to find out, you know, about yourself as a player, and you're going to find out about players as well in terms of, you know, how much they want it and how much they want to push on and try and make it happen. So, you know, in that respect, every single one of them to the man stepped up to the plate in the second half, and you know, I think we were deserving of a draw at least, and you know, if things fell for us, maybe we could have bagged another goal there in the second half.
March is obviously a very busy month in the league, and you're heading to Down next time out. Down losing to Galway today, but it's back on the road, and you're going to look to sort of kick on now once again, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I suppose, Oisín, our goals for the league is to try and keep moving forward with the squad that we have. You know, bring the older lads through that are trying to get to full fitness and continue to incorporate the young boys, and we've done that today again, and we've emptied the bench today again, so that's really, really positive for us. And you know, the bottom line is it's the 25th of May, and that's the date that we're working towards, and today was a really good sort of it's a really good test for us, and to come out with a point, we're happy with that, and now we have to refocus on Down next week and start the ball rolling all over again, and that's what goes on at this time of year. But that's from a management point of view, that's what you want to get the game, see how people are moving, and then, you know, everything hopefully will fall into place for us come the 25th of May.